This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Jake Paul got a payment of $250,000 for getting a vodka bottle tattooed on his arm. I mean, that's some good money to get a little tattoo. If someone said, hey, I got a can of jelly. Schmuckers came to you.
Ooh, okay.
And said, Amy, I'm going to offer you $10,000 to get a tattoo on your shoulder.
Mm.
Schmuckers.
That is probably not going to happen because that is on my arm forever.
Lower back.
Oh.
$10,000.
You'll never see that one.
Lower back is better because you can
8 inches tall.
See it, but I don't want it on my... What about underarm?
Oh, that hurts. But you would, okay, what if they said you could put it anywhere? We'll give you $10,000.
Yeah.
8 inches.
Yes.
You would find a place to put it?
Yeah.
Lunchbox, would you put it on your shoulder for 10 grand?
Nah, 10 grand's not enough. I just don't think that's.
Think of all the lottery tickets you could buy.
I understand, but 10,000 goes like that.
Eddie?
Yeah, 8 inches, that's really big, Bones. I'm going to say no. I don't have tattoos,
guys,
so.
Bottom of your face.
That would be my only one.
Feels average to me.
Okay.
Oh
my God.
Right?
What?
Bottom of your foot.
That hurts.
Oh, my. Like it'd be so painful.
You would be in so much pain.
$10,000.
You wouldn't be able to walk.
Come on. People do it.
Well, he got this bottle. It's AU. He collects his $250,000.
Well.
But I wonder how long he has to keep it on. Mike, do you know? Because there'd have to be some kind of... Because you know...
Just cover it up.
You give me the money, I cover it up. Mm-hmm. Like a year or something, but $250,000 to get that tattoo. And when you already have a bunch of tattoos, it's probably not as big of a deal.
Right.
So I cannot get rid of this cough. I told you. I've talked to my doctor. I went into the doctor, talked to the doctor a different time. I put a pipe thing in my mouth, breathing it.
Nebulizer.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
We have them.
At your house?
Oh, yeah. They have 4 kids. You get a nebulizer.
I can get one of these from my house?
Yeah.
And you just like
on Amazon?
You just suck on it?
I feel like we got it at a doctor's office or something. Yeah, you put like a little droplets of something and then you feel like Bob Marley?
Yeah. That's what it feels like. So I didn't know you could get these anywhere.
Hmm.
But the doctor was like, no, bro. Like,
your doctor talks like that?
He's like, no, bro.
Hey, no cap.
He's like, he was on a surfboard. Like, yo. Now he's like, it's a cough. Sometimes they hang around for a month.
You're like, no crap, doctor.
I'm like, I can't. I just want to make sure I'm not dying. Like, I don't even want to go around people because I don't want to like cough and get them sick. But he's like, you're not sick.
Yeah, you're not contagious at that point.
It still is like, it's like one of those deep, like my grandma always called it a croup. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, ugh. I took some cough medicine that had the, it's like purple drink. It's
Suzuru.
Hydrocodone
in it.
Wow, that's what's up.
It's not what's up for me.
Really?
So I don't need much. And I went, it tastes terrible. And I get real like, and then I fall asleep, but then I wake up 2 hours later feeling terrible. So it does knock me out and it makes my cough stop, but there's no good. It never makes me feel good except for maybe the 30 seconds I'm falling asleep.
So if it knocks you out, why are people drinking that to party?
I think everybody, you probably take it a different way. I don't know. I've never taken it to party.
You mix it with something. You mix it?
With an upper.
Oh, you mix it with another drug?
That's how I always
another
died.
Alcohol? Like an energy?
Gosh.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Fix this cough.
No, dude. That's
Sprite or Kool-Aid? Double cup?
What?
Sprite or
we
Kool-Aid?
We knew Scuba was jumping into this.
Well, say if you want from the South, we would usually take Sprite, Kool-Aid, or a grape soda. But that's why there's two cups, because you're mixing it together, the codeine.
What would you do, though, as far as you drink it, but then how would it make you feel, and why were you not falling asleep? Because that's what I do immediately.
Well, most people fall asleep because it is a sleeping aid, but the thing is to fight through the sleepness. And that's why when you listen to like Lil Wayne rap, he always sounds like he's like falling asleep as he's rapping, because it keeps you very tired and lethargic.
But why is that a fun way to feel?
They say that it's a fun way to feel because it feels like you're awake but you're asleep. It's that weird state in between.
They say, I'm asking you because you knew a little too much about it to go, they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. All right, whatever. I've done it before. So,
and how did it feel? But I don't understand how it feels.
You feel very gross. I mean, the first time I did it, I fell asleep because that's what it does. It knocks you out. And then everyone was like, wow, that was so awesome. That was a cool fog or whatever. It unlocked my brain. I was able to think about all these cool stuff. But for me, I knocked out. The second time, you had to literally make yourself stay awake. And then you get this moment clicks where it has like hit and you're like, whoa, I'm awake. Am I? Oh my God. And you kind of feel like fuzzy and foggy. And then it's more the moment of everyone else around you. I don't want to make this seem cool because I don't want any kids trying this. But then when that moment clicks and all your friends are also feeling it and you're all feeling it at the same time, then it's like, oh, whoa.
It's pretty cool.
It's like the show around 6:30. It clicks. And I'm like, this is fun. And all my friends are like, oh, we're finally having fun after like being real sleepy the first hour.
It's like ambient Olympics or whatever.
It's another great thing. Ambient's another one where if you fight the sleep, it becomes an experience.
Ambient Olympics?
It's not a great. Listen, I'm going to tell you from my experience. I used to take sleeping pills because I was not sleeping at all. I was getting so sick. I was having crazy nightmares. A little bit of what I'm dealing with now. But differently, and I would take but it was an Edural, which is a version of that. You looked that up, Mike. Edural, Edural, I think is how you spell it.
Sleeping pill. Is that not for ED?
No, it's not erectile dysfunction. Okay. Just because it's spelled with ED, Eddie.
It's from my mind. Borrow some or what?
I mean, sometimes I would take it a little too early and then realize I wasn't done with work.
Oh.
And then there's stuff that happened. I don't remember. I would like see me calling people the next morning. I once had to get some gas. I was like, oh, I need to get some gas real quick for the next day because it may ice or snow. After I'd taken it, so I drove to the gas station real quick. I don't remember. I drove off with a pump in the gas thing, but I don't remember it.
Dang, dude.
Dude, it is wild. So I wouldn't take that. I stopped taking it. I was probably going to end up like naked in an airplane taking a poop in the floor or something.
That happens.
Because I would be like, where am I? Like, because I would fly these long flights for work. If we go to Hawaii or for American Idol or even California. And I would go, okay, I'm flying the overnight. I'm going to take a sleeping pill. But then I was afraid that I would wake up like peeing in someone's seat or something. So I had to stop taking it. But I did that where you stay up. I never felt good, but I don't know how I felt because all I know is there's a lot of action that happened once I got to that next level. But
yeah,
Ambien Olympics, like I know guys who would take Ambien and then try to stay up purposefully.
That's the Olympic part?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll try to complete tasks or whatever.
Like who Olympic can do sports? It better.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Not real Olympic.
Yeah, no, Eddie, the javelin. Yeah, they got a javelin and a shot put. Yeah, they get out there.
Okay. Like games, I don't know.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've accidentally played the Edural Olympics. Is that the same thing, Mike, as Ambien?
I don't see.
You don't see it? I may even been saying it wrong. But I don't recommend sleeping pills unless you have to take them.
I don't know why they have such weird names for pills.
Epidural.
You'd rather just call them normal names?
Well, yeah. Why do we have to call it like brazimidazepam?
Probably because it's the chemical.
I know, but why do we have to even name the chemical that way?
Why do we have to even say words? Why can't we just communicate with clicks and our eyes? Like Morse code with our eyes.
True.
There's a lot of those. Why?
That'd be cool.
Judge Mathis and the People's Court are wrapping up after decades on air. I didn't know People's Court was still on. I see Judge Mathis on sometimes.
Is that on when we're on?
He must be so rich because that show's run for so long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know when it's on. Every once in a while, I'll see like the trail. But I don't watch that much television that isn't streaming anymore. Unless I'm going to watch a sporting event. But even then, YouTube TV's awesome. it's tough to get me on cable these days. I think if we even have it, like I have a friend staying at my house right now, and he flew in, landed, then said, hey, I don't feel good. I'm sick. I just landed. And I'm like, well, that's not the order. We should have done this. If you're not feeling good, you should have stayed home. And he's like, yeah, I was feeling okay, but then now I don't feel good. So I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. I didn't go get him because I'm not sitting in the car with him. And I didn't know he was landing right then. I had a sick dog all weekend. I said, Uber over to the house. We'll put you in the guest spot, and you will just be there for a day and a half until you don't have COVID or maybe has a bug like Raymundo's wife had, like I had.
Food poisoning.
He was like, I just feel bad. I feel like I'm going to throw up. I feel like I'm going to poop my pants. So I'm like, well, don't come hang out with us in the living room. You should could have stayed home. And so we put him in there. I went and got a COVID test last night, tested him, negative. Going to test him again later when I get home.
Good. Keep testing.
I'll put food by the door.
Slide it underneath.
Well, I can't slide it under. There's not enough of a gap, but I put food by the door and he's just laying in bed watching TV. And he's like, you know what? This ain't so bad.
Yeah, of course.
It's a nice break.
And so that's the deal. But he didn't tell me that he wasn't feeling good until he got here. And then what am I supposed to do? I might go give him a hug. You're sick. I get sick, then you guys get sick, and the whole show is
we don't want that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
I got a St. Jude show that Eddie and I are doing tomorrow night at the Ryman. I can't
we
get
definitely
sick.
Definitely can't get sick for that.
Mm-mm. Right. So anyway, gosh, he's holed up at the house. No one's seen. I mean, he just is in there watching stuff. And he's like, my point was, he's like, what's the cable? How do I get to it? I'm like, bro, we don't have cable. Like, maybe we do, but I don't think so anymore. But we watch YouTube TV for the most part, or we just have the streaming services.
Man, I watched a show the other day for like 2 hours. It was called Airport Smugglers. And this was where, like, you know, like the drug people were busting people trying to smuggle stuff in airports. It was awesome.
Really? What were most people smuggling through? Was it like the big stuff like drugs or was it like animals?
Oh, yeah. This was in Colombia. Mm. Okay. Dude, it was the stuff where the people swallow it.
In balloons.
And then sometimes it explodes in their stomach and they got to get into a hospital fast. It's crazy stuff.
Terrible. How do they know it explodes in their stomach?
They start feeling real sick. Like real quick.
And they have to let somebody know immediately, like, there's heroin inside of me?
This guy, one of the guys was faking it. He's like, oh, I think it exploded inside me, but he really didn't. They're like, you're lying. They arrested him.
Because he was trying to get to the hospital thinking he would be able to escape. And
have you seen the episode?
I've seen the show. It's
awesome.
It's great. It is great.
Do they ever do American airports?
Sometimes they do, but this one was just focused on Colombia.
But what's they do.
Show- I feel like every suitcase had drugs in it.
Now, is it called Locked Up Abroad or is it called
something seen, like that?
It's so good.
Those locked up shows are good though.
Man,
like I never purposefully go chase one down, but if it was ever on, I would sit on it and be like, oh, I'll watch this for a while.
It's good.
Same
stuff.
Thing with Shark Tank though. Would never go chase it down, but if I did come across it, I could sit and watch 3 or 4 in a row.
You know,
don't really go get Pringles, but if somebody gave me a can of Pringles, I could knock out a whole can of those things because they were so good. A fake priest has been arrested after conning believers in the Midwest for decades. Ugh. He has swindled people out of millions. He was never ordained. I mean, millions. Made some crazy purchases. Mm. His name's Ryan Scott. He claimed to be practicing for the last 30 years. He did weddings, confessions, baptisms. Now, those weddings, if he's not ordained, are they even real?
Oh, that's a good point.
Former members of the church have claimed that Father Ryan was actually a swindler who would simply relocate to another town and then begin a scheme all over again once he was found out. Wow. It sounds like something from Andy Griffith's show. Hmm. Like the swindler comes to town, snake oil salesman, gets caught, moves off to the next town once Andy gets him.
So would he actually work for churches? Or he
over just- a 30-year period, he said, to travel around the Midwest, preaching and profiting. After a short stint behind bars, he is now a, quote, retired priest, updating his Facebook page to send out donations.
He was never a retired priest.
That's what it says, retired. But it says millions of dollars.
Bro, you were never a priest.
From the mirror.
It says he bought things like, oh my gosh.
Like what?
You didn't say this, did you? Because I've been reading about him. I'm scared to say it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it.
I give you a pass. Go ahead.
You will? Premium llamas?
No, but I'm saying anything about premium llamas. He bought llamas with his money?
Yeah.
I mean, you would expect a priest to do that.
Do what with? Like, what do you do with a llama?
I don't know.
New Mexico becomes the first state to have an official aroma. What do you think the New Mexico aroma is? Don't say meth.
I know it.
Yeah, I know it too.
Mm-hmm. I think of Breaking Bad with New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
What else
could it be?
Heisenberg.
It is green chilies.
Oh.
Roasting green chilies.
Hatch chilies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like chilies, but I like the smell of chili green. I like chilies the restaurant.
No, but you don't like peppers.
I don't like peppers.
You would not like this.
Yeah, that's from CNN. A church employee stole nearly $600,000 for gambling.
Wow.
And went on Florida vacations.
We're on a roll, guys.
Priest
An Indiana woman has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison after stealing nearly $600,000 from the church where she worked. This is from Fox 5 New York. According to court documents from 2008 to 2021, Marie Carson illegally transferred approximately $573,000 from business accounts of a Catholic church to her own personal bank accounts. Boy, that's risky. If you're going one to the other.
Yeah, and she was taking every year she took a month-long vacation to Florida with her husband. And the only reason she got caught is because the temp that was working while she was out noticed the fishy transactions, and I think even more money was taken because they only have records from 2008 to 2021. She said she'd been doing it since 2004.
I wonder at what point she got reckless and didn't care as much, because you start getting away with it for years and years and years. You're not going to be as hypervigilant about doing everything exactly right and covering your bases.
Yeah, like I would be really nervous to leave for a month and have someone else at my desk.
Hey, she wouldn't.
No, every year, 1 month in Florida.
Also, that sounds miserable. A month's vacation?
That sounds awesome.
Sounds amazing. Can't wait.
Misery. It's hard for me on vacation to not always hit up Mike. Like when we finished our last vacation in December, I went to Mike and I was like, hey, good job of me. How did he message you one time? Mm-hmm. Like that's me celebrating the fact that I didn't message him about work one time. I messaged him, but just not about work. That's hard. That's from Fox 5 New York. We talked about Jake Paul. Okay, let's see what else. Wisconsin's the drunkest state in America from ABC 7 Chicago. Based on collected data, it was found that Wisconsin takes its top spot with 25% of adults admitting to being heavy drinkers.
Well, they make beer there too, right?
Yeah, and there's nothing really to do. It's cold and you're just...
At the number two spot was Iowa, where almost a quarter of people said they drink heavily. It's not just drink, but drink heavily.
Okay.
Rounding out the top five are South Dakota, Montana, and North Dakota. It's all cold.
Well, there's nothing to do. You're stuck in bars. You just drink.
It's like growing up in Mount Pine, Arkansas. You go to field parties because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Unless you're me and you read books. And then get beat up.
It's an exception.
Would anybody in this room classify themselves as a heavy drinker?
ABC 7 Chicago has that. Ray, maybe. Now, he's the only one that kind of has the time to do it.
But he's a weekend heavy
drinker.
Yeah,
he's not
a
weekday.
Well, there's a difference in an alcoholic and a heavy drinker. You guys are saying if he doesn't drink heavy every single day.
Oh, yeah, that's
I think
right.
If you drink every week, mm-hmm. you get drunk once a week, it's a pretty heavy drinker.
Okay.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah, good point.
If you're drinking and you're drunk every night, that's then a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ray, would you consider yourself a heavy drinker?
You guys are good representatives of myself. No, I mean, a Saturday, I have a couple cocktails. You guys can call it whatever you want.
A couple?
Couple?
Dude, you can't.
You know that means two, Ray, right?
You get smashed.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Weekend is multiple days. On a Saturday, I'll have some mimosas. I'll have some afternoon drinks. You guys can call it whatever you want.
Do you ever watch your Instagram stories?
Yeah, that's called having fun, bouncing around.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And you don't hurt anybody. I think it's great.
But, Ray, you don't drink Friday night?
But you're doing it safely.
I don't drink that.
Drink what?
I do one day a week.
that Friday stuff.
Oh, that Friday.
Because I like waking up and working out, if you really want to get in the psychology of it.
We do. So. And Ray takes one drink and is drunk.
Oh, he's gone.
Which is weird. Because he does drink and has drank a lot for a long time, and it still gets drunk immediately.
And he likes the fruity drinks.
I mean, last time I checked, I didn't know a bottle of champagne only has one drink in it. But yeah, you're right. One drink, I'm done.
You will be at dinner, and Ray will have a drink or two, and he'll be drunk before the... or two.
That's because you guys tried to get me to do an old-fashioned. I ain't sucking that down.
When did we do that?
When did we try to get you to drink an old-fashioned?
When we did the producer's dinner.
Oh.
Those drinks are terrible.
I don't remember that.
We weren't
I don't
there.
Even know what old-fashioned is. What is that? What's an old-fashioned?
Whiskey or a
bourbon-based
drink.
Hard.
Mixed with orange.
We should do another one of those producer dinners, huh?
Yeah!
But it's been a while.
I got to go to this one, though.
Why?
Because I'm producer Eddie.
But you're also on the air.
I know, it's but like I should the be main. There, though. I should be there.
All right, TSA won't let you bring a rifle and 163 rounds of ammo on the plane.
No way.
From Action News 5. In New Orleans, somebody thought they could bring a loaded rifle, multiple magazines, and 163 nice. Rounds of ammo through a TSA checkpoint. Agent said, yo, you can't do this.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, yo, yo, yo. They called the cops. The passenger's going back to Louisiana with the threat of a fine and $15,000 in fees hanging over them. So there's that. Reba is up on the Bobbycast. It is a wonderful hour with Reba that we wanted to put up there. I was in Oklahoma a week or so ago near where Reba's new restaurant is. And I texted Mike. I was like, man, we have a really good interview with Reba that I think maybe a lot of people missed. I want to play this clip of Reba sharing the first time that she felt famous. That's up on the Bobbycast today. Go ahead.
When I was ordering something on the telephone before internet, I would say, okay, I'd like this rug number N3457. She says, hold on.
They knew you by your voice. Are you kidding?
You there? Is this Reba McEntire? I hadn't given her my name or anything. I said, yeah, hold on. Okay, I'm back. What else would you like? So I thought, wow.
It's great. It's one story after the other.
That's cool.
Go search for the Bobbycast. It is with Reba. Up today, you can search for 25 Whistles on that feed only. We'll be doing a show today. So search for that.
So you didn't go to Reba's restaurant?
I didn't. It was like 3 p.m. I don't think it was open.
Oh.
Or it's 3 p.m. I don't eat at 3 p.m.
You don't?
Mm-mm. My food's got to be in the right place at the right time. Meaning, if it's after like 10:30, I don't eat breakfast. I go to lunch. I can't eat breakfast. Unless I'll do a brunch, but then if I do a brunch, I can't do a lunch. I got to wait for dinner.
Wow.
It's a situation. And I posted some breakfast that I had the other day, and it was steak and eggs. I'm not a big steak and eggs guy, but someone said, hey, I thought you didn't like breakfast and lunch foods at the same time. Now, if steak and eggs are together on a plate for breakfast, that's just breakfast. That doesn't mean that steak has to be lunch only. That's a breakfast steak and eggs. But my wife at brunch, I'll say, hey, what are you going to get? Which menu, lunch or breakfast? Whatever she gets, I match because I don't want to have two different genres right next to each other. So if she gets lunch, I get lunch. If she gets breakfast, I get breakfast. I don't like to split. I don't want to be eating eggs if she's over there eating a sandwich.
Very complicated.
Makes me feel weird. Same thing the opposite way. We eat breakfast or lunch, and we eat it beside each other, and we're happy.
What would happen if you just tried?
I'd die. Inside of me would explode. I have my ways. I have my little ticks.
I know.
That's you, man.
That's it. Jimmy Carter, the 39th U.S. president, has entered hospice care at home, which was sad to see. But, man, this guy, 98 years old, was going in his 90s, was building homes in his 90s. Stories from Yahoo News. Former President Jimmy Carter, and I watched a video of him get on a Southwest flight and shake every single person's hand. Have you guys seen that video?
No.
That's cool, though.
Like every single person he said hello to. Because he realized everybody wanted to say hi to him. So he just said, okay, I want to do it. And he went through. He was probably like 85 at the time and said hi to every single person on the plane.
And he flew Southwest?
He was flying. Yeah.
That's crazy. He's a president.
That's true.
Like they don't have a private plane for those guys?
This one, he was not on a private plane. I don't know the real backstory. I just saw the video.
I know. I'm just saying that's crazy to me.
A series of short hospital stays, they decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. The 39th president has full support of his medical team and family, which asks for privacy at this time and is grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. So we're rooting for the best for President Carter.
When they say they're asking for privacy, they mean just like don't call them?
Yeah, don't bother them, please.
Yeah, don't
come to their house.
Don't have the camera set up in front of your
yard. Don't try to call their cousin asking for a tip. Just please leave us alone.
Okay.
Garth Brooks announced he's releasing an album of duets in 2023. They don't say who, though, yet. So I'm sure Trisha will be on one of them, right?
You assume.
Ray, do you know anything about this?
Not the music side of things. I have no idea.
Huh.
So I know the bar's opening this summer, but yeah, album-wise, no clue.
You don't know who the duets are?
No.
You haven't even heard like whispers, right?
I could ask Baser and she could find out.
That's okay. I don't want to reveal anything we're not supposed to. I just didn't know if you knew. Mm-mm. That's from Yahoo. And then I was on Twitter and I saw that first the story came out. They said that a guy was found dead at Kelly Pickler's house.
Oh, yeah.
And then TMZ had put up quickly that it was her husband who had committed suicide, and then they pulled it down. And I was like, what's happening right now? And then they put it back up, and it turns out that's what happened. Kelly Pickler's husband, Kyle, he had just been celebrated. I'll read you the story from Western Journal. Kelly Pickler's husband, Kyle Jacobs, celebrated his career accomplishments. He wrote, "Platinum Sweet." That was the comment Jacobs wrote along with the screenshot of Lee Bryce's Hello World album cover, which was released in November 2020. He died 2 days later from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. He was found in an office inside his home with Pickler. Jacobs was 49 years old. I didn't know him. I don't know Kelly that well. Super sad to see because you never know what's happening in somebody's house.
No.
Or with the individual. But the weird thing to me is people would be posting pictures going, hey, I'm so sorry. They post a picture of like them and Kelly Pickler. I was like, why you gotta post a picture to show us that you know? Because if you're posting a picture with her, you probably don't know her that well. If you're like, look at me, I know her. I need to prove I know her. It's always when somebody dies and somebody posts a picture with them. This is them when they were alive. I'm proving to you that I knew them.
That's
like
weird.
When a celebrity dies and someone's like, got to post a picture that I have with them. That is a bizarre thing. But this is super sad. And you just never know. I mean, I didn't know him, but I have a lot of friends that knew him and wrote with him. And he wrote, I drive your truck. No. What?
Yeah, I think they're right.
Was that it? Was one of the writers of I Drive Your Truck?
I believe you're right.
Really sad to see, and I'm sure she's just in a personal hell right now. Mm-hmm. So that really, really sucks. And That's all. I think that's it for us. Is there anything, Amy, over to you? Anything you want to say?
I don't know.
Think
now,
about
not,
it. No, take
we
a
should
breath.
End on a.
On a what? A high?
I don't know. Not. It doesn't have to be a high.
Amy met
not,
a girl from New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Except not in person. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She got a message.
That doesn't count.
I asked for a message because she said, she messaged me about something completely different. And then I said, oh, cool. And then she said, hey, by the way, I'm born and raised, still live in New Hampshire. And
but
I
did
was
you
like,
see her in human form?
No, but I did get her phone number. We could call her.
But again, I need to, again, anybody could say this.
But I got a message.
I'm convinced that nobody's actually living in and from New Hampshire. And then it's just a lie.
And out of all the people we've met,
I never met a single person that's born, that's raised,
crazy.
And still in New Hampshire.
Okay,
that's
but she crazy. Is.
But, you, but
well, you've
you,
never met her.
You've never met her.
No, no.
You've never met her in real life. Have you ever touched her?
No,
Amy, just say no.
No, I haven't
exactly.
touched her.
Exactly. Like,
do you want to hear her note, her message?
Do you have audio clip?
Yeah.
On? Okay, go ahead. Right, play it if you have it.
My name is Jordan. I live in New Hampshire. Ooh. And the fun fact is New Hampshire has no income tax or sales tax, which I'm an accountant, so I think that's really fun. And I live in New Boston, and I just wanted you to know that we do exist. I was born and raised here, and I still live here.
Boom.
Doesn't count.
Gotta wake up pretty early in the morning to fool me.
Okay, I have her phone number.
No, he no, has no. to meet
I
have her. To,
I've never met anyone.
I'll fly her in.
And what I think is happening is if they people in New Hampshire never get in trouble, they never do anything bad. That's why I don't think it's real. Because they must be the nicest people ever. And if New Hampshire is true, I might just move up there. Because nothing negative coming out of New Hampshire.
I bet it's beautiful.
That would be
there.
The state slogan. Nothing negative from New Hampshire for me. What are we going to say? Anything else about that?
No, I believe her,
How
though.
Awkward was it to go, hey, will you send me a video of you?
I didn't say video. She sent a Instagram DM, like, voice thing. And I screen recorded it from my phone. So I didn't ask
Dang,
for...
Dang, techie.
Look at me. I know, but...
Techie.
I just thought it was cool. I thought I found someone. I thought you were going to be like, finally.
I haven't met him. I need somebody
Doesn't
to come
count.
In person and then prove it. Show me a picture of your house. Show me the deed to your house.
Ooh. Deed?
Yeah, bring me. Because anybody can say they're from New Hampshire. There's also an episode of The Sore Losers that will be up today. Is that true or false?
True.
100%.
That is 100% true. So.
Oh.
What?
What about
is
it?
Is the rumor true?
It's not a rumor.
What rumor?
Oh.
It's true. It's been revealed.
Okay. I don't know. I saw online. That Eddie was leaving?
Yeah, sports podcasting.
Both.
Oh, the 25 Whistles mm-hmm. and the Sore Losers?
Apparently, Eddie's got too much work to do.
It's not work. It's just life. My life's just very complicated. Like, let me tell you about my weekend.
I tried to convince him not to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my crazy weekend? Like, it never stops. And I told my wife, like, weekends aren't fun anymore. Like, it's sports, sports, sports. We go from one sports game to another
game. But
you
have four kids. Like, you chose to have four kids.
No, I knew that. But I'm just saying, like, it's tough. And when
you
sign
them
four
up for
kids,
the sports, tell them they can't play sports anymore.
Yeah, it's
tell them Saturdays are for sitting in a room.
Yeah,
I'd love
and
that.
You decided to coach.
Yeah,
no, my what? No, that's not true. My wife forced me. She signed.
So
me,
anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt your weekend. Go ahead.
No, that's it's just like that all the time. All the time. We had a birthday party on Saturday morning. We had games on Saturday all day, and then football on Sunday. Band practice. It's just too much, and I'm just like I'm tired. And it's like you, and then you're like, you know what? I'm gonna rest. No, I'm not. It's Monday again, and the next weekend I'm gonna do it all over again. So anyway, that's the point, Amy. I'm just tired.
Well, so what are the sore? What is everybody doing? I don't.
We are gonna do basketball, and then we're gonna
yeah,
be done.
Yeah,
because
y'all
though.
Are done in 6 weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what about y'all?
I don't know.
He's been crying. Like,
well, yeah. I mean,
I feel like I dropped a we're gonna break up bomb, and it's just terrible. And I keep telling him it's
can
me,
you not,
not
do special
you.
Appearances?
Sure, I can do that. But I tried telling him, like, Lunchbox, it's me, it's not you, I promise.
Oh, you did that.
What thing. Did I do? Is it, no, just tell said, tell no, us, what did no. we do wrong?
Did you guys hug it out?
No. Maybe we should.
Do it right now.
Come on.
Kiss it out.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Was it a long time setup thing
no.
where you told him or you told him on the air?
No. I told him before. Oh. We had a man-to-man talk.
Okay.
And then Ray got mad. He's like, you talked to Lunchbox before me? And like, well, he's the
Dang, is that true, Ray? You got on Eddie for talking to Lunchbox before you?
Lunchbox, his wife, his dad, everybody knew
well,
before
well,
me.
But that's not how it works. See, the second I told Lunchbox, I mean, he literally calls everyone on, like, conference. Wife, dad, brothers, sisters. So immediately everyone knew in his family.
Why did you call all the family?
What do you mean? I just talked to him throughout the day, and
he,
I was just like,
he
oh,
tells
yeah.
his family everything.
Yeah, I talked to
oh,
my family
but you didn't
every
call
day.
Him as like a, let's, we need to.
No, no, as soon as
no,
he
no,
walked
no.
out the door.
No.
I heard just, him say, honey, you'll never believe this. Here we go.
Well, that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
if something big happens, you call your
I know,
person.
But Ray got hurt because They all knew before
Ray. How would you have preferred it to happen?
Well, I got me to think. I'm like, how long has it been over for him? You know, stuff like that.
That's great.
So stupid.
I felt that.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you have a song to go along with that, Ray? Over here.
Yeah, Ray. I felt that.
Ray, that's good stuff, dude.
Okay.
I feel like humor is used, you know.
Yeah, what do you mean?
To hide hurt.
Yeah.
Ray, that was good, man.
Okay. Well, there'll be a lot up there for you today in all different forms and facets.
Okay.
Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. Jason Aldean on tomorrow's show. Taylor Hicks was on today, and he was awesome. Jody Messina was on. Always delightful. Check out the show podcast, obviously, if you're just watching on Facebook. Go check that out. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.